School is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. Well, we're getting farther in my PhD courses, and oh my goodness, I think it's so funny when someone tells you to do something, you're like, yeah, I'll remember, maybe I don't really need to do that. So Di told me before I started my PhD, she said, no matter what you do, get your eyes checked. And I was like, yeah, my eyes are fine. I don't need to get my eyes checked. When people tell you to do something and they have experience, you should probably just do what they tell you to do. So here I am, 6 weeks into the PhD program, and there's a lot of reading and a lot of computer reading. And I'm on the computer all the time. I'm like, how much different can this be? I have the readers, and I'd moved from 1.25s to 1.5s. And so I was using the readers just fine until it totally stopped working. And I was doing schoolwork all day, and I'm looking at my textbook, and I'm looking at my computer, and I cannot really read any of the words. And I'm like trying to hold the book farther away, trying to bring it in closer. Nothing is working. I'm like, okay, I need to get my eyes checked. So I got my eyes checked like 2 days later. I had an appointment. I went, I got my eyes checked. And that's when I remembered I had had my eyes checked before. I get a lot of migraines. They have started to go away now that I'm going into menopause, which is great. And I always figured they were hormonal, but I thought maybe they weren't. So I got my eyes checked because, you get everything checked when you have migraines. So I got my eyes checked like 20 years ago. And they said one eye was going nearsighted and one eye was going farsighted. And I actually remember I bought these really cool green glasses. And they made my headaches worse. And I couldn't get used to wearing them. And my vision was pretty close to 20/20. It was a very minor change, but the eyes were going in opposite directions. And I just didn't use the glasses and I went on with my merry way. I was probably like 28 or 29 at that time. And then I started using readers maybe 2 years ago. And like I use readers all the time. So all the glasses you've seen me in up until, 2 weeks ago, those are readers. And I had like 20 pairs. Greg and I have them in the car. I have them in my backpack. I have them in my purse. I have them at the office. I have them on my nightstand. We have them in the kitchen. We have them everywhere because we are that couple now when we go out to dinner. Like, you read the menu and then I'll read the menu. We pass the readers back and forth. And so I was just doing it with readers. So as soon as the doctor started doing my eyes, he's like, oh, interesting. And I'm like, what? He goes, well, one eye is compensating for nearsighted and one eye is compensating for farsighted. I was like, oh, I've heard this before. Oh, yeah. I need glasses. The interesting thing about glasses is, like, your eyes are amazing. So I can drive just fine. I don't need glasses. But all of the sudden, I can't really see everything on the dashboard in the car when I'm driving, like the numbers for the radio station and stuff like that. So I compensate for this by just turning on a podcast, or I'm stuck on whatever station this is because I'm not going to like look down and then get in an accident. So I don't drive very long, but I do have a couple of long drives coming up. So I'm like, maybe I should solve this problem. So you can get regular glasses, bifocals, trifocals. I always thought like, oh, bifocals, that means your eyes must need like extra help. No, it's just like when you look out of the glasses and you're driving, you're in one lens, and then the bifocals would be like where you would look at your computer, and then the trifocal would be like where you're reading your book. And I actually need, and I'm going to go back to the doctor and actually get these glasses where I could see the computer and the book in two different lenses, because I have gotten my glasses and they are so much better. But they are not, it's not going to be good enough for the PhD, I can just tell you. I really need to get a set of glasses. And I have a colleague, she has computer glasses and she has reading glasses. And I was like, why would you have two? Now I know why you have two. Why you have two is the computer screen is like 3 feet away and the book is like 18 inches away. And so what I actually need to do is measure how far away the things I'm reading are, because my desk at home, which is where I'm doing all of my PhD work, the computer is only like 2 feet from me, whereas in the office, the computer is like 3 feet from me. And this all makes a difference in your glasses. And if you're like, what is the point of this podcast? I don't even know if there is a point of this podcast. But what I would say the point of this podcast is you need to have the right tools. You need to have the right tools when you are doing anything. And a PhD or anything like that is going to be so reading intensive, both on computer and in textbook, that you need to get your eyes checked. Di was right. I should have done it in the summer. I would have saved myself some time. And it did take my eyes like 2 days to get used to the glasses. On the third day, I had a headache. And I just didn't wear the glasses and did something else and went to bed earlier. And I've been fine ever since. Whereas when I tried to do this in my 20s, like my eyes were not ready to adjust to this. So that's number one. Definitely get the eyes checked. The other thing with the amount of reading that I'm doing, it's a lot of reading. And I was reminded that my mom put me in a speed reading course when I was in high school. I know, I took the weirdest extracurricular classes. And one of them was speed reading. And not so like you could just read so much information so you can get through a lot of information faster, but there were a lot of speed reading techniques that I learned. And I don't have them memorized. I don't remember them exactly. But I know that I can take in a lot of information. And you need to take in a lot of detailed information in a PhD. And you know, details are not my strength. So I do a couple things in my reading that I think I learned way back in my speed reading. And one is I grabbed a ruler. So now I use a ruler when I'm reading articles. I usually print them out. And then I read them with the ruler running down the page. And then I highlight. And when I highlight, it looks like a kindergartner went through and made it a coloring project. Like, I highlight a lot. But my act of highlighting, and because I'm using different colored highlighters, really helps me in going back and assimilating information. I need to read things more than once in order to retain them. So I can hear things and remember the information, but not cite the source. That does not work in a PhD, by the way. So I will read something and highlight what I think are the most important parts. And then I'll read the whole thing again, only reading the highlighted parts, which is why on my bookshelf at home, if you were to pull out any of the books, they are hugely highlighted. And often if it's a really impactful book for a certain thing that I want to learn, I will go back and I will reread the book and only read the areas that I've highlighted to cement that information deeper. So those are the two things that I'm learning in my PhD this week. One, get your eyes checked. And two, come up with strategies for reading the quantity of information you need to read, whether that's highlighting or using a ruler to kind of keep your place as you go down the page faster, just so you can get through the quantity of information. A lot of achieving a PhD or becoming better at a sport or whatever it is that you are striving to be excellent in, the habits and the tips and tricks that you do allow you to learn the skill faster. Everyone in my class is really smart and they are learning the information that they need in order to become a researcher or a clinical psychologist if they're on that path. But the habits that you have just make the whole process easier, and you could do it with more ease than with difficulty, because it's just a lot. Like, it's just a lot of information. There is no shortcut to learning the information in a PhD. There is no shortcut to the amount of practice you have to do in an athletic sport in order to become the best. But you can buy the right shoes. You can have your shoes ready to go for practice, or you can always be looking for your shoes every morning. Like there are habits that you can do that will help give you more time on the court or more time reading the book to make the true impact you want to make with the information that you're learning or the skill that you are developing. And that is a tip I have for you today.